Any other testimonies, anything? Let's start out by praying. Thank you, Father, for this day, and thank you for your word, Lord. I pray that you would speak to all of us and guide me and use me, Lord, to portray your word in truth, Lord. And I thank you that we're all gathered here, and I pray for John that he would spread the gospel, and that you keep him safe and on his traveling, and that he'd be edified with the brothers that are there. And thank you for giving him the opportunity to do that. And I pray that we keep him in our prayers. In Jesus' name. Amen. Alright, so did Jesus correct Moses, volume 13, part 2, vengeance is ours or God's? So we're going to start by reading Matthew 5, 38 to 48. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. So, one thing that I want to make clear is that this whole section right here, Matthew 38 through 48, a lot of people we know have taken this, and many other Christians have taken this whole passage, meaning that we should not defend ourselves. And today we're going to see what Jesus was actually talking about. We're going to see what scriptures in the Old Testament he was referring to, what commands of God that he was referring to. So, now, one way that we can come to the conclusion that this is talking about defending ourselves and that we can't do that, and that if someone breaks into our home, we're just supposed to let them and all we can do is pray and rebuke that person. One way we can come to that conclusion is if we don't go to the Old Testament and look at what Jesus was actually talking about. And through this whole series of teachings, we are realizing more and more that Jesus isn't correcting Moses. He is clearing up a lot of confusion that the Jews had about God's commands that he gave to Moses. So, one question that I want to ask all of you is, if you're in a store filled with people, and you know that most of these people are on their way to hell, and you see a man walk in the store, and you see that he has an automatic rifle, and you yourself have a concealed carry weapon. Now, what options? I'm going to give you two options, and you tell me which one, or you just keep it to yourself, which one would you choose? Would you either A, let him just shoot up the whole building and send all those people to hell, and heap up more judgment for himself because he's now committing another sin? Or would you B, if you have the chance, use your weapon to stop him, maybe injure him, and save all those 100 or more people that he would have killed. And so, I know what I would choose. So, now if we take into context where Jesus is teaching from in this passage, we see a clearer picture. So the command, eye for an eye, is located in Leviticus 24:20, if you turn there.
Killeth any man shall surely be put to death, and he that killeth a beast shall make it good beast for beast. And if a man cause a blemish in his neighbor, as he hath done, so shall it be done to him. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he hath caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again. And he that killeth a beast, he shall restore it, and he that killeth a man, he shall be put to death.
Alright, so here we see God giving commands to the magistrates and the judges over the Jews. This passage is taken from when God is giving the commands to Moses to give to the people of Israel. In the previous chapter, he talks about the feasts, and then he's talking about the tabernacle and different things like that. And then he comes to this saying that is a ruling, basically saying a standard for everybody. Now, without this standard, vengeance would be taken to a whole nother level. So let's say we're back in Moses' time and this law is put forth, and now someone steals from us and kills one of our animals. We go to the judges and magistrates and we say, hey, this person has stolen some of my property and he's also killed some of my animals. And the judges and magistrates of that day would find a worthy punishment. And this law was kind of their standard. Like, okay, he stole this, this person must repay this back, and he must also repay this back. An animal for an animal, an eye for an eye. Now, without this law, vengeance can be taken to a whole nother level. Let's say someone steals something from you and kills your animal. If you were angry enough and you had as much anger and hatred in your heart that you could go a whole nother level and just totally steal all of the man's stuff, kill his family, and take vengeance to a whole nother level. And there's people who do that. There's people who, someone kills one of their family members, they'll try to go and wipe out that entire family. So this is it's a good standard because, you know, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. If you decide to steal something, you're going to have to repay what you stole back. That's basically the standard that God is putting forth. And when we look in Matthew 5:38, we don't see Jesus correcting the standard. We see him correcting what they were doing about that standard. They were taking offense, personal offense, when someone would steal something or take something from them, and they would try to take vengeance for themselves. They would go and take this in their own hands, when they should actually have been letting the judges and magistrates deal out the punishments like they were supposed to. And that's what they weren't doing. Remember, Jesus didn't come to abolish or contradict the law, but he came to, does anybody know? What did Jesus come to do?
Fulfill the law.
Right. So, when we look at Matthew 38, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. What does that mean? Does that mean that We're supposed to, if someone comes and decides to kill and rape our family, just let them do that? No. What it means is, when someone comes to take something from you or to do something, don't take it back into your own hands. Don't get vengeful about the issue. If someone's going to take something from you, let them take it and let God's law do what it's supposed to do. So, now throughout the whole teachings that we've been seeing, like I said, we're seeing Jesus constantly correcting the Jewish people's thinking. Now, back in that day, it was the law that the judges and magistrates were supposed to carry out the punishments. And that standard in Leviticus 24:20 was the standard for those magistrates and judges to carry out the law, but people were taking it into their own hands. If someone was going to steal something of theirs, they would steal tenfold of that person. So, now a lot of the things in the Old Testament, like an eye for an eye, they were improved upon by the Jews. Like, if someone would steal something from that person, or let's say they beat that person up and broke their bone, that law, according to that law, that person would also need to have a bone broken. But what the Jews started to do was just have a money payment, a sum payment, to cover what that person did. So let's say I do something to someone and I break their leg. Now, according to the Jewish law, I would also have to have my leg broken. But I could also, the judges and magistrates could say, okay, well, this is your crime. Now, this is the amount of money that you'd have to pay to make it right with this person. And we see that now. In our own United States, we see that. Okay, you broke into this liquor store and you shot this person in the leg. Now, this is your crime. You're convicted of this. You can pay bail of this much money and make it right, and you're going to have to pay the person this much money and or serve a sentence in jail. So we see that being applied in our own world today. So let's turn to Exodus 21:22-25. Exodus 21:22-25.
If men fight and hurt a woman with child, so that she gives birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished accordingly as the woman's husband imposes on him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. But if any harm follows, then he shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe.
So here we see again the same command for concerning the law that God had given the people. Here we see the same thing, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a wound for a wound, a burn for a burn, a foot for a foot. So this law was something that God was building upon and instructing the judges and magistrates to rule over the people of Israel. And as we see there, we say, and he shall pay as the judges determine. So that was another option that the man could pay what the judges determined would be a suitable amount for the injury that he had imposed upon the other person. Let's turn to Deuteronomy 22:24. We're going to read 24 to 27. All right, let's start in 23. If a young woman who is a virgin is betrothed to a husband and a man finds her in the city and lies with her, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of that city, and you shall stone them to death with stones. The young woman, because she did not cry out in the city, and the man, because he humbled his neighbor's wife, so you shall put away the evil from among you. But if a man finds a betrothed young woman in the countryside, and the man forces her and lies with her, then only the man who lay with her shall die. But you shall do nothing to the young woman. There is in the young woman no sin deserving of death, for just as when a man rises against his neighbor and kills him, even so is this matter. For he found her in the countryside, and the betrothed young woman cried out, but there was no one to save her. All right. So here we see a clear example of a woman and a man committing adultery.